Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page 23 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. I hope you're getting sick of that too. I was mad at the beginning of the season, and I thought maybe I was leaving the listener behind and how angry I was having to say it. Now it's been a while. How are you feeling? Comment below. Do you hate the name of this book? So, we're hanging out with Marcus Smith Kearns. He went on a road trip from Denver to Vancouver and back, firstly to visit a library in Vancouver where he could pick up some occult secrets because he's trying to teach himself thaumaturgy, also just to learn miscellaneous vampire secrets along the way. And he's been picking up all these rumors about this legendary vampire called the Wanderer. Most of those rumors have been useful. Some have been easier to believe than others. Today we're going to hear a rumor that is so implausible, I think there's an alternative explanation. Now, I'm going to have to paraphrase quite a bit as I quote here, because there are some spoilers mixed in here. But here's basically what happened. Quote, the Wanderer discovered that there were other inhuman creatures in the region, not kindred such as himself, but lupines. It goes on to say, either because he was especially open-minded, he was kind of a vampire outsider, or because maybe he was a gangrel, whatever, he was able to establish a good relationship with the werewolves, who supposedly hate vampires, but are teamed up with them in every other goddamn book from this period of Vampire the Masquerade. Quote, in fact, over the decades, the tribes of lupines came to consider the Wanderer as their liege, and he goes on to say they paid him tribute. So, the Wanderer, I can't give you the details, but the place he finally ended up in, he's killing it. Things are great, the werewolves are into him, he's got his childer there doing great, he's got all kinds of temporal power. But he's getting sleepy, and he makes a decision to, what can I say here, go to sleep for a while in a warded location. So I'm not a big fan of the cozy relationship between vampires, particularly Gangrel and werewolves, in a lot of these early books. It's kind of a big part of the setting that the werewolves don't like the vampires, and it's bad enough to have individual locations where there is this like unthinkable alliance between them, but to have a whole clan like the Gangrel, where the werewolves are like, yeah, we're not vampire fans, but you're cool, kind of defuses it a little bit. And especially when Vampire the Masquerade's setting material tries to use the lupines, the werewolves, as an excuse for why vampires have to stay in the miserable cities instead of just driving anywhere else, then it sort of falls apart because it's like, well, what if you're a Gangrel? You just wave to the werewolves as you go by. It's a perfect arrangement because they like you, but they also want you to leave. That's a wave goodbye that feels good. If you've ever been lined up at the window waving to like family members who just stayed with you, you know that feeling. It's like, wow. They're good people, and one of the things I love about them is they know when the fuck to go away. So yeah, I don't like the Gangrel-werewolf connection, but you do have to contend with it in a lot of this early material. You have to make sense of it somehow. I do have a theory about what happened here, though, and I feel comfortable getting into this because it's totally non-canon, it's just speculation. I'll throw it in as a rumor that Marcus hears. Why not? Rumors cost nothing. It's the basis of the World of Darkness economy. You can do a whole source book. It's just like, well, maybe this happened, maybe this happened, maybe nothing happened, maybe both things happened if this is Mage. It's like you're printing money. Unevidenced speculation costs you nothing, and you can sell it to gamers all day long in setting material. So I'll say that Marcus hears this, whether it's true or not. There's a werewolf tribe, the Uktena. They're a tribe from the New World. Without getting into a lot of werewolf stuff, they did things a little differently here than the werewolves from Europe. And one of the things that was controversial when the werewolves from Europe came over is that the New World werewolves, and specifically the Uktena, would not necessarily just like fight evil spirits, the forces of evil aligned with the Worm, which is their big cosmological baddie, and includes vampires, by the way. Vampires are of the Worm. One thing the Uktena would do is, instead of just fighting them, they would bind them in sacred places, essentially, places of power, nodes, or cairns, as the werewolves call them. So this created a conflict, because when the Europeans came over, it looked like, hey, our bastard kin, the Uktena, are dealing with evil beings, and taking them to sacred places and like investing them in those sacred places, when for the Uktena, that was a way to bind evil things in a place of power they couldn't get out. Given what I know about Werewolf the Apocalypse, I feel like if some New World werewolves ran into somebody like the Wanderer, who had acquired all this power, all this supernatural and temporal power, and had command of people, wouldn't necessarily be easy to take down in a straight up fight. What you might do is get a little tricky with them, bring in your Ragabash squad, to play some tricksy tricks, make him feel sleepy, and then say, hey, my liege, I have an idea. Why don't you find a place of great spiritual power that I happen to know about, take a nap, don't even worry about anything. I'll take care of it all. I will enlist some people, we'll set up some wards, some magical circles. I'm going to stack some stones. I'm going to say some things. I'm going to powder some silver. I'm going to howl at the moon. Magic, magic, magic. You don't need to worry about it. You just go get some rest. You deserve it. Go get some sleep. Don't forget to collapse the entrance on your way in. Perfect. Okay, good night. And there you go. You bound him up. This seems like a werewolf trick to me, because otherwise I can't explain why you've got this apparently big group of lupines just carrying water for a vampire for no reason that I can determine. The fact that he's a gangrel just does not, it is not the all-purpose hand wave that the author seems to think it is. The canonical material doesn't bear it out, and just the vibe is wrong to me. When I hear gangrel NPCs talked about as though, well, because they're a gangrel, of course, they have a natural kinship with the werewolves. There's big, like, black people love me vibes to that. This seems like you may be a little naive about your relationship to the werewolves. So yeah, just to throw that out there. And remember, this is a rumor. Doesn't need to be true. Doesn't matter if it's true. It's just a thing I'm saying. Some vampire somewhere heard it from some other vampire somewhere. I think you do owe me $5 now. That is the World of Darkness arrangement. I have enriched you with setting material. Anyway, that's a double-barreled rumor. There's the part that came from me that I think the werewolves tricked the Wanderer. But the one in the book, the canonical, wholly improbable and unsubstantiated rumor, is that the Wanderer got real tight with the local lupines where he was before he decided to go to sleep for a long time. Next up, we're rolling into two pages of dumb vampire tricks and one full-page illustration before we finally throw Vampire Drama Club, whom I have greatly missed, into the middle of this plot and see what they do. So join me next time as we enter the home stretch before the triumphant return of Vampire Drama Club on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.